Aya, Merry Christmas. Asante mchungaji, Merry Christmas. Thank you. I want to take this opportunity to thank God Almighty for this opportunity to stand before you, to stand before the Church of God, to bring the Word of God. This being our last Sunday, the year of our Lord, 2025. I want also to take this opportunity to thank our vicar, Reverend Chege, for giving me this opportunity, because in the Anglican settings, as we keep reminding you, the pulpit belongs to Mchungaji, it belongs to the vicar. Akikupatia, praise be to God. Asipokupatia, unafanya kazi ingine kwa nyumba ya Mungu. Bwana asifiwe. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Ama mchungaji sijasema vizuri. The pulpit belongs to him, so he has allowed me to use this pulpit to bring the word of God, and I'm forever humbled to this opportunity. I also want to take the opportunity to thank the PCC, because they worked together with Mchungaji and they felt it was good that I come and share the word of God this last day, this last Sunday of this year. And so I'm humbled if they are guests. My name is Alice Murage, and above all, I'm born again. I love the Lord as my personal savior. This morning, I want us to continue unwrapping the message of Christmas. We have been in Christmas season, and we are still in the Christmas season. Traditionally, the Anglican Church tells us that Christmas season runs for about 12 days. Some other churches would say it runs for like 14 days. From the day of Christmas, that is on 25th, it runs through to 6th, the Epiphany in the Anglican setting, the period when Jesus was revealed as the divine Son of God to humanity. And so we are still in the season of Christmas. And so to tell somebody Merry Christmas, we are still in order. And because of this time of sharing the word of God, I want us to just go a little bit backwards and see the first Christmas, how it was. Because what we do, we remember the birth of Jesus. Jesus came and was born on a Christmas day. And so, like we all remember our birthday, we always remember Jesus' birthday on the 25th of December each year. And when we talk about a Christmas story, and I have given my sharing a title, Unwrapping Christmas Message, because we celebrated Christmas on 25th, so we continue to unwrap, tunaendelea kufungua ile ujumbe wa sikukuu. We are unwrapping. If we were in other settings, they would talk of decoding the Christmas message. And that is why I'm here today, to share the word of God under that topic, unwrapping the Christmas message. Christmas story, like we have been told, it is a universal one, and it is a season celebrated by the whole world, for both Christians and non-Christians. They all celebrate, they all close their businesses, they all close their places of work to go and celebrate Christmas. And traditionally, like I said, Christmas is celebrated 12 days, and they are also known as the 12 days of Christmas, and they run from 25th through to 6th January. And so you are right to say Merry Christmas, because we are still in the season of Christmas. And so I want to put it to you this morning, Christmas is not a myth, it is a reality. It is something that happened, and we continue to celebrate it, because God was remembering humanity after the fall, and Christmas was brought so that we could be remembered. God remembered us. We had fallen in the beginning. In the Garden of Eden, man fell from where God had blessed him. And because of that, God was working to see how he could bring man back into that relationship. And so Christmas came to be. The true meaning of Christmas is a story of love. The Bible tells us in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." That is Christmas. For God so loved. For God so loved. For God so loved. That is the story of Christmas, the story of God loving us to a point of giving up his son Jesus Christ to come, to be born as a baby, to live among us so that he could be a savior to the world. And this morning we want to say thank you to God for remembering us. During Christmas season or during Christmas time, a lot of things happen before, during, and after.